escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phillips baseball early tonight, 6:30, first pitch. So we'll get to leading off in about a half an hour. Joining us now, what a treat to hear our friend Brandon Graham on with us on WIP. BG, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, brother? How's the retirement home treating you? I mean, just retirement.
Hey, I feel like what we just listened to. I'm feeling good right now, man. I'm actually feeling good. Looking forward to seeing some Eagles football this year, man. And just being a fan, man, just watching these boys put it together like I know they will. Because, I mean, as you know, man, they're in good hands. Keep saying it. They're in good, great hands. Nick Sirianni being the leader of it. And the other leaders that they got in there that's going to emerge this year, like a Jordan Mulata, you're going to see him pick it up even more. I mean, Lane already going to be who he going to be. And, you know, I can't wait to see Nolan step into that defensive role. Him and Zach together, N'Kobe Dean, man, you name it, Reed Blankenship.
Yeah.
I mean, man, we got the guys, just got to go, got to put it together, you know, one day at a time like we always do.
Well, man, listen, you have always been a great leader by example. But also a vocal leader. And Nolan has talked about how much you've poured into him and helping him get through some early struggles that helped him reach success last year. Just want to get some quick thoughts on him. But also Jalix Hunt, another young guy who I'm sure you mentored last year and poured into. What do you expect to see from these young guys coming up this season?
Well, I expect to see them putting in the work one day at a time, because they seen me put it in every day, keep that chip on my shoulder, even for practice. They might not talk as much as me, but what you show with your actions is speaking so much more than just that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to seeing them take their next step with confidence, you know, what they learned from last year winning it all and trying to repeat and see how hard it is on the repeat, because you can't worry about what we did last year, because it's a whole new team. Even though we got similar guys, but we got to have that similar what's that message? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we got to come up with a new message for what's this team going to be, because, man, you got to get these boys believing in your dream. And they got to first see you do it in order for you to be able to echo it and talk about it, you know, with others. If they don't see you doing it, it's going to be hard to kind of preaching to them about, you know, what we do here. And so I hope that they can do that, both of them, you know, by how they work. And, man, and all the vocal stuff will come as they continue to keep getting better.
Now, you're one of the few guys that won a Super Bowl the first time around. Repeating as champion, what type of advice would you give this team that you learned from the first time winning in 2017 that maybe you guys didn't do well coming off defending that year? What type of advice would you give them sort of to either avoid or make sure they focus on this year?
Well, what I was telling them a little bit already, the ones that I talked to a lot up at the facility is, man, you gotta have a cutoff soon of, like, you know, hey, make sure, or not a cutoff, but make sure that your workouts are still, you know, you still working out and not just taking meetings, taking all these different things that's taking you away from ball because of what you did the year before. Because soon as this year come up and we not going like we need to go, it's going to be all the Super Bowl hangover. So what I tell them is to make sure that they are working out while still making their money and doing their stuff from the Super Bowl and doing whatever, but don't let that be more than what got you to this place, and that's ball. Like going out there and balling, going out there and putting in the work. Don't think it's just going to happen again because, you know, you the Eagles and y'all got a similar team, but it's like, no, y'all all got to have the same offseason, same hunger, and make sure that you come ready to play and don't just live off what you did last year. Let's do something great. Let's go on our three-peat run. And so I think it's just taking the offseason serious like they was before and not being complacent and thinking things going to just happen because of who we were last year and since we got a similar team.
BG, I think it's interesting that it's difficult for a team to get back and win the Super Bowl after they won the Super Bowl, but it's also difficult to get back to the Super Bowl after they lost the Super Bowl. And you've been through both of those things, an offseason after you lost the Super Bowl and an offseason after you won the Super Bowl. What did you think was more difficult for you and for other players, the season after winning it or the season after losing it?
I think the season after winning it is real easy because it put that chip on your shoulder again, especially if you have a GM like we got where he just kept adding to the guys, and then we didn't lose too many. And this is rare, too. When you usually win, you usually lose a lot. We lost a lot on defense, not crazy amount, but about five guys. But I think we got some guys to replace them, but they still have to prove themselves. But I think it's harder when you win and trying to get everybody refocused again. And that's the hardest thing you come across, because when we lost, man, that junk burned. Because that was my best year I'd have had as a pro, getting double-digit sacks. And so I had that chip on my shoulder even more because I tasted it again and I came up short. And so I think that the hardest part is winning it and coming back after you win, because now you got to get everybody refocused and come up with a new message for the year that everybody can believe in. That's the team that we are, and that's what we've shown. And so this is the message that kind of pops up, and hopefully that message is a great message, which I know it will be with Coach Sirianni. But, yeah, I think it's harder when you win it and having to come back and repeat because you got to get it refocused.
So on Thursday, you're going to be at the Chesapeake Inn. We were there a couple weeks ago. What a great place from 6 to 9. And people can take pictures. Man, people can take pictures with you and your jersey and cleats from the Super Bowl. And then they're going to take those and cut them up and put them into cards that people can get. You can find out more at spectersportsart.com. But when you're – first of all, Chesapeake Inn is awesome. It's a good place for you to choose to do that.
Oh yeah, man, it's really good.
What is the thing that people ask you the most when you meet people at things like this? Is it, are you coming back? Is it like what is the number one thing that people ask you the most?
Man, that's funny you say that, because that was just a question that was just asked at a golf outing I was just at today. Actually, right after I got done at 4:30, I've been waiting on this call to see what's going on. I was at the Philly Cricket. And they asked me that about a couple times, like, hey, man, if the Eagles really needed you, it's like, I say, I hope they don't need me, because them boys are in great hands. And, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, you got to stay healthy in this game. And so that's the biggest thing that helped us this year, was staying healthy. And if them boys can do that again and stay healthy, man, I don't see them. I don't see too many problems. Other than they just got to have the right attitude, all of them. But yeah. I know they will. But it's just about staying healthy in this game.
How do you feel physically? Like, you didn't have to go through OTAs. You didn't have to go through none of that. Like, how is your body?
Man, my body is feeling really good. Still feel like you always feel like you got something in the tank until you get out there and you're like, oh, that day is over with. I'm honestly feeling really good because I'm working out every day like I'm still playing because that's just been my schedule. But I'm just working to look good, and that's my biggest thing now is making sure my gut don't get big and make sure that everything that people betting against me, that I'm going to go the other way, the big way. I want to let them know, hey, not so fast, my friend.
I'm going to give you one piece of advice, B. So this is your first year being retired, so this is going to be the first training camp that you haven't gone to since what? I don't know, eighth grade, ninth grade, right? Like you've been in training camp every year since high school through college. I would, if you can, take you and your lovely family, your beautiful wife, your beautiful kids. You might want to get away that week somewhere. Like that way you can have something to take your mind away from everybody being in training camp, and that's what you're used to doing. Just so that it sort of allows you to, I guess, not feel like you're not at training camp. You're going to feel that a little bit anyway, but if you're doing something else, it may not feel as awkward to you with your first training camp. I remember my first one, man. I was thinking about still going to training camp, and I'm like, hold on, I don't play for anybody anymore, man. I don't have a team to go to training camp with. So you might need something to keep you occupied.
No, I'm with you on that. I'm feeling it now. Just even if it's close, it's like, dang. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're starting to hear these boys revving up.
Yep.
Oh, man, here it is. But it sting a little bit for sure. But I'm ready to deal with those feelings. And that's what I'm more excited about. Because when I lost my locker out of 15 years and I finally, like, got my new norm of what it feels like now, it's like, okay, all right, I'm past that part now. And once I get to the new norm of this, I feel good. Once I get to games and then once it becomes a part of life, then I know I've been moved on. But, man, I know this first year I'm really trying to just enjoy myself while still dealing with those feelings when they do come up and being honest about it, you know? Yeah.
So, BG, one final question for you here, because you've always had a great attitude and, like, you're a hard worker, all those things. And I don't know if you know, but we have a thing going on at the radio station in that Jack Fritz and Joe DeCamera – and you know them both, have like an athletic challenge. Five different things that they're, I know. So it's five different things they're competing against each other with. And yesterday they did golf, and DeCamera, in the upset of the century, beat Jack. Yes. And so Jack's already down 1-0. The next thing is baseball. But Jack kept saying that he felt, and I know you know what this feels like, having all of Philadelphia, you know, counting on you. Jack said that he felt the pressure of everyone, you know, counting on him and what it would be like if
very
he lost.
Very comparable situations.
Yes.
Yep.
So I was wondering if you could give Jack any sort of advice about dealing with the pressure of you know, failing.
The
weight of expectations. What could you tell him to make sure that he is locked in the next competition?
Hey, well, what I could tell him is, hey, yeah, well, show them players some grace when you're talking stuff about them. When you say, oh, the pressure, you're a bad athlete. Oh, yeah. No, for real, though. But you know what? It's all in your mind. You got to really, like, talk to yourself in a positive way. You got to flush it and move on. That's the biggest thing. You got to let it go. Next play. Because, honestly, it is. Like, that's the only thing you can control is the next competition. So, hey, you lost this one. Hey, shake it off. It's the next one that counts. It's you only as good as your last play, and that's what we always talk about. You only as good as like your last year and how you was. Because as you know, football is not for long. NFL and Mr. Lurie ain't gonna sign you if you ain't have a good year the year before.
So what I took from that, BG, that sounded like, well, Fritz, the next time you want to be critical of Jalen Hurts,
you ought to think about
the pressure he's under, and when he succeeds, give him more credit.
I need to be more like Jalen next time out.
Yes, because it is an art to talk to yourself in a positive way, even in the negative, because you believe in yourself that much. Mm-hmm. But it takes practice and the work every day that you don't see, that people just, oh, man, he is not this, he ain't that, he's terrible, whatever the takes are. It's like, yeah, no, I'm not. Now you feeling the heat. I don't wanna hear all that crybaby stuff. Get suck it up and get ready for your next competition.
Yeah.
That's what they do with us. Get yourself right, big boy.
BG, great to hear your
perfect
voice,
answer.
Man.
Perfect yeah. answer, man. Appreciate it, brother.
It's fun though, man. I gotta give him his stuff. I gotta get on him because, man, when they be talking real good until they're in that position. And that's what we always talk about as athletes. We say, man, we should host something where they should do something. But be an athlete for a day, and let's see how they take some of the coaching that goes.
Not well.
They be in their mind, boy. They be ready to commit something. For real, some of these coaches be on their butt, boy. Be in their head, in their dreams.
All right, BG. Thank you, brother. It was always good to hear your voice.
Always, man.
Nah, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you. There he is, Brandon Graham. You can see BG Thursday. I can't believe July 3rd is Thursday already, by the way.
Last day of June today.
6 to 9 p.m., Chesapeake Inn. You can take a picture with BG and his very last jersey, very last cleats.
That?
And then afterwards, they get cut up and turned into trading cards. You can get more info on all that at SpectreSportsArt.com. That is SpectreSportsArt.com. All right, you have the... You have the advice from BG now.
That was good advice.
Yeah.
Because my problem is, like, when things aren't going bad, I start, you idiot. Like, when you're screwing up out here. Yeah. I'm not a good positive reinforcement guy.
You know what you need to do? After you throw strikes and get Joe out all 10 times, you got to sit, you got to come onto the radio right afterwards with us and go, is that what y'all wanted to see?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
More like Jalen.
More like Jalen. Yep.
Who would have thought?
I couldn't help it.
Yeah. Oh, that's all that was. Yeah.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window, get 40% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 18 months to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA.com. Ah, Louie in Nebraska. You're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
Oh, it's a golfer.
What's going on, baby?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
I just called in. Obviously, you know that it's difficult to call in during the golf season. But this is my area of expertise. You know, Fritzy got shafted, unfortunately.
Oh, did he?
Or what happened?
So when the ball went in the hazard, Ike, and you're the caddy.
Yes.
was there a red spray painted line where
there was not?
Entered?
There was not. No.
Okay. So either it should have been red, or the golf course just needs to do a better job of marking the golf course.
I agree. I know exactly what you're talking about. And yes, there probably should have been a red painted.
Of where it's
yes,
like out of bounds.
Out of bounds, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be
or
out of bounds.
Or hazard. Hazard.
Hazard, yeah.
Hazard.
So, so the thing I said up top about us doing the golf clubs from the edge of the hazard, that's what it should have been, not from where the ball was.
Yeah, so, and Spike, I love that you're in the golf now, so let me educate.
That was a shocking pull by Spike. Shocking pull.
Well, I was just thinking about it. I came over to Rod, and I was like, I think Jack got screwed yesterday. Anyway, go ahead, Louie.
Now, this just shows you how smart you are, Spike, which is pretty incredible. And that should have been painted red, and he would have entered the hazard on the other side. So when you take an unplayable, and Ike had it right, is either you drop on the other side, because when Fritz picked it up, he can go back as far as he wants.
Right.
He can go on the other side of the golf course.
Yeah.
Oh, right, because you can always replay your shot.
You always,
that's what Vince said. Yeah. So he could have replayed a shot from the original spot if he wanted to.
So he could have, instead of making eight, he could have made six just by taking the ball out and playing from a shot that he could have, even if it was 200 yards away.
Right. He could have just backed it up.
But his caddy didn't know.
I knew somehow I was going to get blamed for this.
Dude, this is crushing. This is crushing.
You might be right about that. That's probably the caddy's fault right there.
And listen, I take blame because I wasn't out there, okay?
You should have been.
Yeah, we should have had you out there, yes.
It's on me. But listen, life is like golf, okay? You hit a bad shot, but you come back the next day and you could make up for what you did the previous day. So we still have three or four more events to go.
Yep.
Jack, get your head in the game and go do this thing. Look, he's got a beer belly, and he looks like he's 70 years old, and he's 48. Like, come on, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, he looks terrible.
He does look terrible.
DeCameron looks terrible.
Well, he just tweeted he's in the gym.
See, you have to stop this.
I know.
You have to stop
this. Can I just talk Bills real quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're only three games back of being in the best team in baseball.
Yep.
I know.
Don't feel like it.
I listen all the time. Okay, you guys know I can't call in during the golf season.
Yep. Right.
Just said that.
The Philly season's like up and Jack's up and down round. They're down, now they're back, now they're leading, now they just lost in a playoff. Like, guys, wait until the All-Star break to have everybody at least healthy, okay? Nobody's going to be taking steroids. We're not going to have anybody off the team, okay? And we're going to see what we're made of. So everybody just relax. Just like Jack's going to
Should we come back in 2 weeks, Dan?
I feel fine about the Phils. I don't know. Giglio was talking all day how he doesn't have any fun watching them. I feel mostly fine about
the baseball season.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah.
And you should.
Yeah.
Jack, get your head in the game. Fellas, I love you. I'll see you on the golf course.
All right, Louie. Thank you, man.
Louis.
What a revelation this is today.
Right?
That
should we go replay the 10th?
Well, look, ultimately,
the camera would want to go replay the 10th.
If this happened to him,
he would definitely be talking about replay the 10th.
But ultimately, it's on us.
It is.
It's on us.
It is.
But when you do think you can play it anywhere from before it was.
And he had told us that.
Yes.
Didn't he tell us that on a different hole?
He said you can always hit it from where you hit it from. What Louis's telling us is you can hit it from anywhere behind where you are.
Yes.
So we could have gone back.
Could have gone back.
You could have back 50 yards if you wanted to.
He could have went
back
to the original spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we should have done.
Yeah. We would have lost a stroke, but you know.
Well, you lost a stroke anyway.
I know. And didn't move to an advantage position.
We lost
position.
8 more strokes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least.
I stopped playing, frankly. Yeah. Yeah. Let's reach like 12. I was like,
oh man, now I'm mad at myself.
This part's crushing.
I'm mad at myself for not realizing that.
This part's crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we could have just gone back.
You could have, like, think about that. Now, it's a negative, but I also want you to get in your head, wait a minute.
I was right there.
Yeah.
You know, horrible round could have easily.
You came back from 3-0?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Three out of the last four.
Yeah.
That stupid putt he made. The 5-foot putt.
But you were down 3-0. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're down 3-1.
No,
I was down 3-1.
He was down 3-1 with that putt.
3-1.
That putt happened.
Right.
Yeah. So I won 3 out of the last 4 holes to tie it.
Yeah.
And then a rules snafu.
Yeah. But again, if I knew the rules, then I should have known to just say, let's go back and
That's
hit
why
it
you
from
didn't
the
get
set.
A tip.
Yes, probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably right. Also got clarification. The tip was offered.
Really?
He declined it.
Oh, come on. Don't put that out there. No. Don't put that out there.
I got to be fair.
No.
I got to be fair. He told me. So, yeah. He offered it. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're Joe, you got to say, no.
Yeah,
it's like paying for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to pay for dinner and somebody offers them, you got to say, no, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, so it still blame
that never seems to happen when I'm out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. I don't ever hear anybody say, I got it. You might say it.
I would do it. Yeah.
You know, but I don't ever hear anybody else say it.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. 215-592-9494. We do have, so we're talking about what Bryce said earlier. He did clarify his statements.
Oh, wow.
Which is a good clarification.
It is a good clarification.
Twitter, or did somebody go back and tell him?
Well, I probably heard us talking about how we're putting him 6 feet under, and he was like, no, what I really meant was this.
Well, the quote sounded
bad. The quote was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a smile either. It was like an almost deadpan.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll do that. Also get you ready for the Phils with Leading Off coming up next. This is not... The WIP Afternoon Show, that's right, with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.